This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson. And I'm doing what God told me to do. I'm giving you a witness. When I sought him about what I was, he told to me that you're my witness. And he used the 26th chapter of Acts. And so I go about and I see what God is doing, and then I bring and bear witness of it. And oh my, the center of so many things is Israel. And I was there, and I'm bringing you a witness all this week. It'll be archived. You can go back and listen to it. And also, as soon as I came home, I spoke to our April 1st Sunday afternoon corporate prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I gave them the whole story of what happened in Israel. We'll be glad to get that to you. I think the price is going to be something like $3 plus shipping. And you can get it by calling us at 1-800-972-3447. Or write Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or go to billybrim.org. Now today, what I'm doing this week, and actually I'm going to continue it into next week, what I'm doing is reading from my blogs on my trip to Israel and then springing off from there on things that I learned. These blogs are online, and you can read them there, but I'm adding more to it. Now on March 15, Kylie and I took, my granddaughter, took a taxi to Tel Aviv. And one of the things we did while we were there was we went with Ilan Sharon. He's our Jewish friend from, he's an Israeli actually, from Minneapolis. He lives in Minneapolis and he lives in Israel. And he's become a dear friend of ours. And he's such a good man. I said, if I ever needed a friend to count on, I could count on Ilan Sharon because of what he did for Pastor Umar Melendi. And I'll tell you the story of Pastor Umar now. We went to visit him in the Sheba Hospital. When we walked in, I saw him sitting over there with a cowboy hat, and his face was in a wrap. It's actually a mask made of cloth. It just has a hole for his eyes and his nose and his mouth. But it is designed, and it's a late discovery. It is designed to keep him from scarring. And you'll see why he needed that as we go on with his story. If you are a WWP, a worldwide prayer, you know that we spoke with him some weeks back. He Skyped with us and that we have been praying for him and we have been financially supporting him. And we went with Ilan Sharon to Sheba Hospital to visit Pastor Umar Melendi. He pastors a church of about 1,000 people in Uganda. Pastor Melinde told us his story, more of it than I knew, and he was one of 52 children to his Muslim father. Of course, his father had many wives. He was a prominent Muslim man, and he was being brought up to be an imam in Islam. He was going to become a teacher. But he was converted from Islam to Christianity as a young man. I asked him, how did it happen? And he said, I was walking along a street and I heard a man talking about Jesus and how he did miracles. And he was reading scriptures out of the Bible and he was reading from the Quran about Jesus doing miracles. And he said, I never would have listened if he had not mentioned the Quran. But I stood and listened and it piqued my interest. This man could do miracles. And so then I read the Bible. And when I read the Bible, I found out the truth of God's word. And that Jesus is our Savior and Redeemer, and he gave his life to the Lord. Now, upon reading the Bible, he found that God identified himself with the Jewish people. He said, I'd always been taught to hate Jews. I'd never seen a Jew in my life, but my Islamic religion taught me to hate them. And I had become born again, and then I read the Bible, and I saw that God identified himself with the Jewish people, and I decided that if God loved them, I needed to know something about them. So in a search online, he discovered Jerusalem Online University. And he became personally acquainted with the founders by phone. He tried to enroll and he couldn't enroll, so he phoned. And when they phoned, he phoned and told them who he was. They put him in touch with the leaders of that university. This university was founded by Rabbi Shore. S-H-O-R-E, and he's the one that makes the movies against Islamic Jihad and Iranium. And so he also has put online It's a university like to just teach you God's plan, you know, just to show you that God's going to bring the Jews home and things like this. And so Pastor Umar became personally acquainted with the founders by phone, and also Ilan Sharon, who is our friend, is a teacher. And so he took the courses. Then Pastor Melinda began to show their movies that they made in open venues in Uganda. He had one open venue, some soccer field or something, and had 5,000 people there watching this pro-Israel film. On Christmas Eve, he was preparing a venue for a celebration. He had finished a 4-day, 3 or 4-day crusade in which 300 people were born again, and they came out of Islam into Christianity. And that's what made them so mad, the Islamic people. He announced that on Christmas Day they would rejoice over this. Since the angels rejoice over one lost sinner who repents, we should rejoice over 300. So he was checking out the venue he'd rented to do that on Christmas Day. It was Christmas Eve. As he prepared to drive away, a man called out, "Pastor, Pastor, help me." He told us, he said, "I sensed that it was not a real call for help. And normally I would have turned my whole face, you know, to the left. I was in the driver's seat to face him. But he said, I didn't. And I did not turn to face the man. And thereupon the man threw acid into his eye and into his face and down the left, the side of his body. He told us, he said, I did not know that a person could endure such pain. They took him first to a hospital in Uganda. Nothing was done for them there, but him there to clean the wound or anything. And one of the doctors was Muslim and told him, we're going to kill you. And so he knew he had to get out of there. He had called. In the meantime, he had planned to show a film on a certain date, and he called and apologized to the Jerusalem Online University people that he was not going to be able to show it, and he told them what happened to him. Well, Ilan found out about it. Ilan Sharon found out about it, and he wanted to help him. And he told me, he said, I'm trying to reach him, but I can't get him. He answers his cell phone, but he doesn't answer. Well, what had happened, he was on a flight to India. He had fled for his life. He and his wife, and they went into India and put him into another hospital. And then Ilan, of course, did find him. And Ilan said, well, I'm going to arrange for you to come to the United States, but the visa would have taken too long. And so Ilan, who has people in high places, was able to arrange for him to get a flight. And actually, you can get this well-publicized story online, Pastor Melinda. You can see it. You can see pictures of him. I think we even have some of them. And so Ilan arranged for him to get to Israel. They had to fly him, even they had to use Jordanian Airlines. But they got him to the Sheba Hospital. And there he was treated, he told me, with love and expertise. And it just revealed so much to me about the Israeli people. In this hospital, they treat, all the Israeli hospitals are overcrowded. They treat their enemies. Nobody likes them in their neighborhood, but everybody brings their sick to them because that's where they're going to get the best treatment. And so they have on staff what they called Ministry of Tourism Medical. And what they are, I met the one that was assigned to him. When they have people come from another country, and they have lots of them, and they can't speak Hebrew, they assign one of these people to be like a guide with them and to stay with them and to interpret what the doctors are saying to them. So the one that had been assigned to Pastor Umar from the beginning, that Ministry of Tourism medical person, he told us how much he loved this Pastor Melinda, and you could tell that Pastor Melinda and his wife loved him. And so I got to speak to the doctor who first saw him when he came in. And I interviewed him. We've got to get that, you know, down online. But the doctor said, I said, what did you think about him when you saw him? Because he went 4 or 5 days without the acid being stopped. It wasn't treated. And it just continued to eat and eat upon his face. And the doctor said to me, unfortunately, our expertise is in the area of treating victims like him. These are not just burns of a house burning down, but our victims are victims of explosions and acids and terrorism. He couldn't have gone to a better place. And we were told that the burn was down to the muscle. And for one whole day, Pastor Melinda was without skin on his face, down to the muscle for them to treat it. Pastor Melinda said that he never imagined anyone could endure such pain and suffering, but he's thankful that his platform to share regarding the evil that hurt him and the good of the people of the Bible who have helped him. Christians in Israel and around the world are praying for and supporting the Melindas. I ask you to pray for them. I ask you to go online. We are also, he has six children, and their babies are six-year-old twins, and the Muslims in the area are threatening to kidnap them. And so we will post interviews of the clips with him. I think you can already see some of the things. While we were there, he was praying about whether to have his eye taken out. And he wanted to get some other opinions. That's a big thing. And so we told him about Tony, my son-in-law Tony, on March 18, gave his testimony of how he got a brand new pancreas and about how in heaven there are extra body parts and that even God, if the eye were taken out, I tell you, I looked at that eye. It was just like a little, only thing you could see was like a little plastic tube that they could put medication down into. And I just had the knowing that he was going to lose that eye. And so while we were there, and Elon stayed with him and was with him and helping him, supporting him. This hospital is giving all this free to him, but he has a lot of extra expenses and his wife's coming back and forth. And he has 1,000 people in his church, but a big offering for them because they're ravaged by economic despair. And anyway, a big offering for them is like $15 on a Sunday. So you can give. You can go online to give to him if you would like to. But there's a big threats, and his wife has to go back and forth. And right now he is preparing something to show about what is the evil that comes from Islam. And so we do invite you, if you'd like to hear everything that happened to us, not everything, but a lot more in detail than I'm able to give on radio, you can ask for our CD. We'll send it to you for $3 plus shipping. Our CD that we made for our prayer service on April 1st. So just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, or go online, billybrim.org, and ask for our April 1st CD sharing about the trip to Israel. There are some things that I'm not going to tell any other place than on that CD, and you can only get it by mail. I'm not putting it online, not making it available. This is Billy Brim saying, Shabbat Shalom. May the peace come to you. Amen.